Santa here. This episode will contain spoilers for Thornvale Jr., which is one of the one-shots we've done. So go listen to that on our one-shot feed before you listen to this. Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. As always, I'm excited to get started with this episode, but before I do, I will invite you all to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server home, where we love to hang out and chat with our friends and make new friends. We also, if you have a couple of extra bucks in the month, you can send those our way and join our Patreon. You get a ton of extra content and even more coming soon. With that out of the way, let's go ahead and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
Yeah, so turns out there was a whole lot of nothing on the other side. It was really freaky. We got back, told everybody. I took proof. But after that, we talked about it a little, and we were sort of stuck with what to do. And then Bjorn had another one of his weird vision things. He was down for, like, longer than usual. I mean, I was there for the last one. It didn't take nearly as long. But then he said that he saw himself in... It sounded like our Thornvale. There was actually a sky, and it was the middle of the day. But he was running through, and there was nobody there. And then he hears this voice. I think it was Samantha who said something about this won't be good, and then he hears what he thinks was himself saying, if we do this right, or something like that, whatever this is, we weren't sure. We pretty much sat around trying to figure it out for a long time, coming up with a lot of dead ends, and then I thought of maybe mentioning it to the council, because, you know, they know things they'd never tell us, and Bjorn actually called them, and for some reason they've got cheesy elevator music in the interim, which is really weird, but apparently we can at least track the rifts now, which is, I mean, Miguel looked like a kid on Christmas morning. It was kind of funny, but apparently he was going to call Holland to kind of let her know what's going on, and he's got an odd look on his face.
Alrighty, so we are back in this moment. You guys tried to call Chief Holland and got somebody else who was calling themselves Chief Langston, who didn't seem to know who Holland was. The last thing he said was who. Bjorn, you're still on the phone.
Yeah. So Bjorn gets this response and he pauses for a couple seconds and he just says, how long have you been the chief?
The last couple of months.
Okay, sorry to bother you. And he hangs up.
I think wow. You hear confused, what?
That has the energy of that Peppa Pig meme video where she hangs up the phone because her friend whistles. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not know what you're talking about. Hannah, okay. Stop talking in memes. I'm so
confused. I'm sorry.
I've at least heard of this one. I've not seen it.
Our listeners will know what I'm talking about.
Bjorn, okay. Bjorn just, like, puts his phone down. He's, like, looking at the group kind of confused. And he just says, so somebody other than Holland picked up the phone as the chief and doesn't know who she is and claims to have been the chief for the last couple months.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that it's started already.
Stanley's in here, right?
Yeah, you look at Stanley and his face has just gone white.
When was the last time you talked to her, Stanley?
2 days ago.
Well, I think it's safe to say we should call pretty much everyone, right?
I think we need to focus more on seeing what happened to her. I mean, if we look around the police station or...
She's got kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has. We need to go talk to the kids.
Maybe we check.
And I think
first.
Stanley, like, stands up and starts walking away.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think they're all just following, I guess?
Yeah. I think Bjorn will turn to Henry and say, I mean, we can still start calling people, but maybe
well,
as
yeah,
we're
yeah, on the way.
There.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Is Oliver here, or is he off doing Oliver things?
Oliver is off doing Oliver things.
Oh no!
Well, oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! Does Sammy maybe want to call bad. Oliver?
was gonna say she's
Oliver's
gonna text
not
him.
Here. Elise isn't here. Sammy's mom isn't here.
Oh gosh!
Wait, why
okay.
weren't? Didn't we say we were keeping them nearby?
No, they left after.
Oh no, that's right. I had just proposed circling the wagons. Like I had literally just said that like minutes ago. Like we need to call everyone and get
them here. And
they
weren't staying
here
anymore because the threat of like the order kind of like
was over.
Yep.
So they went back.
And it's been a couple days. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I guess those are some of the people we're going to be calling.
Yeah, Sammy is gonna text Oliver and Elise first, and if they don't answer, like, by the time they get to the island, she's gonna start calling them.
Is anyone else gonna call someone?
Bjorn doesn't have any friends other than the ones that are here. And the only other person he knows is Chief Holland, who doesn't exist anymore, so...
Stanley and Miguel are both here in the fort, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stanley is going with you.
Man, if only Angelina could have disappeared.
I mean,
like this,
I think we're more
nice.
Going with Stanley at this point, but...
Yeah, basically.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I know it's not normally part of things, but Henry would reflexively try to put a call to his dad, who was on the mainland.
Yeah, you call your dad, and he's there.
Okay. Then I don't have to play that out, but that's just him.
Hi, Dad. Yeah. Just making sure you didn't disappear. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
not that he said that. He just insert
yeah,
whatever you want.
I'm sure he was,
there was a
slightly less awkward about it. Yeah, so you guys head out, and as you guys step outside of the fort, I need you to make a sharp roll.
I'll do it. I have a good charm.
No, it
sounds like we all need to.
Actually, you know what? I think this is going to have to be a weird roll. Make a weird roll for me.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be us.
That's fine.
Everybody make a weird roll.
Everybody.
We're gonna, oh, no. We're going to forget.
I got a 13.
Maybe one of us won't. I got a 7 by the skin of my teeth.
Oh,
no.
Henry forgets who Chief Holland is, as I bet
and
what's
we're
about to happen.
That's
he got
happening.
A 6.
That's
the,
a 6.
Also, I leveled up. Us.
So, the way this works is very similar to how the forgetting spell that you guys does work. I'm not sure I
mind
conjugated
wipe.
Those words correctly, but Hannah, you got a 13. Sammy remembers exactly what you're doing. You're going to find Chief Holland's kids. Bjorn, you know that you're going to find Holland's kids. You're a little fuzzy on who exactly that is.
Oh, I know there's a person named Chief Holland, but maybe not all the details.
Yeah, you're a little confused. Like, you can remember, like, kind of snippets of her, but, like, not everything.
Okay.
Henry doesn't know where you guys are going anymore as soon as you walk outside the door.
So...
Oh, no. What about Stanley?
Stanley seems undeterred.
Okay.
Okay. Whew.
The power of love compels him.
I think Henry just suddenly catches himself on a forward stride, stops, looks around. Why is everyone standing out here?
What do you mean? Come on, let's just
yeah, we're
go.
Going to get somebody named Holland's kids.
Holland's kids. We don't know. I don't know
somebody?
Holland's kids. What's a Holland's kids? I don't know. I don't know that
I mean,
name.
What is
what do you mean somebody?
What is wrong with you two?
I remember that we're going to look for Chief Holland's kids, but I don't know who that is.
Chief
White.
What?
I think Sammy and Stanley exchange looks with each other.
Yeah, Stanley and Sammy like look at each other, and then like Stanley looks back at the fort.
Maybe you should tell Miguel not to leave.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I'm gonna tell him to keep himself and.
Everyone
the
else is
in there.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. And he calls Miguel and tells him, but
okay.
continues walking to or continues his way to the boat.
Sammy just looks at Bjorn and Henry and is like, listen, there's some kind of weird magic thing that's making you forget this person. Just trust me, just
we
get in the
still
boat.
we still remember my vision though, right?
Yes.
So I know people are supposed to disappear?
Yes.
Okay. I think Bjorn is like, so this must be wrapped up in that whole people disappearing thing then, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Henry, you remember this.
Okay. Yeah, and we remember the his reaction to, he was saying who, right? I can't remember.
You remember, you remember everything except for the fact that you don't know who Holland is anymore.
Right.
Okay. And then Henry's like slowly nodding. He's like, okay, this makes no sense, but welcome to our lives, I guess. Okay. And he sees that Stanley is striding forward with purpose and if nothing else, he does trust his own uncle, so...
Wow, not trusting me. Okay, fine.
I mean, to be fair...
I think you guys should already be on the boat, like, going.
Oh, okay.
Well, as we were walking, Bjorn had one more thing he wanted to say, though.
Go ahead.
Bjorn was just going to ask, do we need to get Miguel to do some kind of spell on us or something, or is that not going to work as we move? Whatever he did to make the fort safe, is there anything similar he can do to us so we don't forget people as more people disappear?
Well, I think the fort has all of the runes etched into it. I'm not sure if that magic transfers. We could ask.
Yeah, it's usually pretty stationary, that kind of thing.
That's fair. Well, I mean, it's not a great thing, but maybe it'll help us know when people disappear. Some of us maybe will remember,
if
and some
at least
won't.
One of us remembers. I mean, if Miguel stays
have to be
there,
lucky.
He'll know.
Yeah.
I hope so.
If none of us remember, I don't know how we're going to know who we've forgotten about until somebody thinks about them, I guess.
Miguel will know, at the very least.
Yes.
It seemed to only affect us when we got outside of the fort.
All right. Well, let's get going then.
All right. So you guys, Stanley is blasting full speed and parks his boat at the nearest marina that is like closest to Holland's house and gets out and gets in his car. He does have one. It happens to be parked near Holland's house right now.
Oh,
why is it wiggle. Parked near her house? Oh my god.
Well, it's parked at the closest marina near her house.
I mean, I think we know.
I'm sorry, Wesley. I was thinking of...
So
Careless Whisper plays in the background.
So, well, not right now. So he kind of piles you guys all in the back of the car and drives you over to Holland's house. And when you park there, her car isn't there. It's like midday on the middle of the week or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Actually, it's probably a weekend because Henry was here. I guess it could be the afternoon. Yeah, we'll say it's the afternoon in the middle of the week. So you guys all arrive. Her car's not there. I think you can see kind of like movement inside. One of the windows is open. So Stanley runs up and like knocks on the door. And after a couple seconds, the door opens up and you see this like 13-year-old boy open up the door. And he kind of looks at you and squints.
Is that the age? Like, did you get the age right from... Because I remember the age being
13.
An important
aspect. Yeah, that sounds right.
He was like 12 or 13, I think.
I just remember that he specifically had a birthday.
Yeah, he's 13.
Okay, okay.
He was turning 13.
Oh, because teenager was your cutoff for adult, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he look like he recognizes Stanley?
He's like looking up at Stanley, kind of like squinting at him. And Dean, you can see Alex kind of like creeping around the corner around a door, kind of like looking at you guys suspiciously as well. And Stanley says, "Is your mom around?" And you see this look of confusion pass over Dean's face.
Oh, man.
And he says, I don't have a mom. And he looks back at Alex, who also has a look of confusion on his face. And I think Dean kind of leans around you guys, or leans around Stanley and like sees you guys and sees Sammy, and like recognition flickers across his face. And then more confusion as he doesn't know why he recognizes you.
Yeah.
Wait, why her specifically? I thought he would recognize all of us.
No,
you guys haven't met him.
I'm the only one that's met these guys because we spied on Stanley and Holland on their first date.
No, they.
And then he sees Bjorn, and more recognition flickers across his face.
He does recognize Bjorn because Bjorn's been in the house before.
Yeah, he's seen Sammy and he's seen Bjorn, and he doesn't know why he knows either one of them. He's like looking at Stanley almost like he kind of recognizes him, but he's not sure why again. And then he kind of takes like a half a step back, just like confused. And Stanley says,
"Look, there's something weird is going on. Do you mind if I come in? We can help."
And the kid looks kind of like confused and worried. And he kind of like looks around the corner and like sees you guys. And I think he sees Bjorn. I think he kind of like zeroes in on Bjorn. And he says, "Aren't you like some kind of FBI agent or something?"
Yeah, something like that. I was working with your mother.
But I have
Everybody has a mother, yes.
And he looks back at Alex, and Alex's eyes get really big, and he says, "Hey, is this some kind of spooky thing?"
Oh, boy.
And Dean goes, "Shh."
I think Bjorn looks at Sammy and Henry at that.
Henry definitely catches on to that, and he's He's clocked Alex. He's watching him. You know, it's not exactly the time right now, but
yeah.
Alex kind of like covers his mouth.
Sammy will kind of like, I guess, step closer and ask, who else home with you? Is it just you two?
Yeah, yes.
How long has it been just the two of you?
As long as I can remember. That doesn't sound right.
I'm willing to bet you don't pay bills.
No. And you can see, like, kind of understanding pass across his face, and he looks back at Alex again, and then looks back at you and says, there's something, like, really weird going on, right?
Yeah.
Bjorn just nods.
You guys want to help?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Yes, I mean...
It'll help us if we could take a look around your house and see if we can find something of your mom's.
And Alex runs up and says, do you want to see our board?
Board?
And Dean again tries to, like, shush him and, like, push him away.
Henry looks at him sharply. He's like, you have a board?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
He follows Alex because he's like, he knows the obsession with boards. He had one back in the day to deal with.
I think as we're, like, walking to follow.
Back in the
I
day, think... like a couple months ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago, yeah.
Well, I mean...
Less than a year ago.
back in the day, as in before and after his nemesis was vanquished. Yeah.
I think as we're walking to follow them, Bjorn's going to fall back and whisper over to Stanley, and he's just going to say, did you know about this board?
He shakes his head.
Seems like they know more about what's going on than we would have thought they would.
So you guys walk inside, and I think Alex starts, like, leading you guys back towards his bedroom. And he, like, opens up the door, and you can see him, like, open up the door, and then he, like, pushes aside all of his hanging clothes. And there's this, like, murder board.
You know, we have a fascination with those on this show. Mm-hmm. The Blackout Society has had them before. Samantha's had one before. Now
they're
Dean
a fun
and
way
Alex
to organize
have one.
Your thoughts.
Yes,
Henry
yes.
had
yeah.
one, and now they've got.
And Henry had one. Yeah.
Sammy's whole room was one at one point.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Man, that's a lot.
Can Henry roll a investigate a mystery on this board itself?
No. I'm just gonna tell you, it's got a. In the middle of the thing there's a big picture of the school janitor, that has like a lot of question marks around it. And then there's a couple of other, like, little things that actually kind of, like, coincide with some of the stuff that the Blackout Society has noticed, like, odd little things around town, like newspaper clippings or printed out newspaper clippings.
Of just, like, the strange happenings.
Just weird stuff that's happened around town that people have written about. And you can see Dean is just kind of, like, standing outside of the door, just, like, kind of rubbing his forehead in embarrassment. And Alex has dragged you guys all over. And is showing it off and, like, pointing out all the different stuff he's found and is explaining his theory about how the janitor is actually a werewolf.
Mm.
And he's like, well, it's not really my theory. It's actually Lorenzo's theory, although Dean and Anna think it's stupid, but I don't really care.
And I think Henry hears the I don't care part. He kind of nods sagely. He looks down at him. He's like, that's important, you know. You gotta question a lot sometimes, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the names click in Sammy's brain. And she's like, wait, Anna and Lorenzo Romano?
Yeah, they're our friends.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Oh, my.
We met them when everybody disappeared one time.
Everyone disappeared
like,
one
Alex,
time?
Alex, you can't tell them about that.
Henry looks at them both. He's like, everyone disappeared. What the heck are you talking about?
Yeah. So all the grown-ups and older, like, people disappeared one time, and we had to save the world.
Excuse me?
He's just got this bright smile on his face, and Alex and Dean is just, like, having an existential crisis outside of the closet door.
Sammy checks her phone to see if she's gotten any response from Elise or Oliver at this point, now that they've reminded her.
Yeah, you get a response from both Elise and Oliver. Saying, like, hey, what's up?
I don't even know what to say, okay.
What's up?
Get to the fort
this...
now?
Yeah, I'm guessing we're just going through the house looking, not that Henry has any frame of reference, but he's looking for the name Holland, he supposes, even though he has no idea what they're talking about.
Sure. Henry wanders off and starts looking around the house. Do the rest of you guys say anything else?
The current happenings are like the bigger thing right now. But Bjorn's going to take at least a little bit of time to just ask them some questions.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have done that too. But then, like, when the search happens, that's what he's doing. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Bjorn's like just staying in the room, and he's just like, "You're saying that people have disappeared before, but specifically adults?"
Well, yeah.
When?
I don't remember. It was like a few weeks ago. And Dean says it was like months ago.
And how? You said that you saved the world. What did you do?
And Dean says it was a beholder.
Excuse me?
You know, like a big floating eyeball.
Henry hears that. He's like, "You mean like Magic the Gathering beholder?"
Yeah.
You fought a beholder.
Well, we didn't exactly like fight it. Lorenzo kind of like made it make up with its mom. They were having a fight.
Bjorn is just like scrunching up his face and shaking his head. He's like, "Okay, we're gonna need to talk to you about this later. I think it would be good for us to know what happened, but for now, just follow us and we're gonna try and find maybe some evidence of what happened to your mom."
Sammy is texting in the background, and she texts Elise and just says, "I think your siblings fought a beholder, ?
You get like a series of question marks back. Excuse me?
She goes, what's a beholder?
And then what's a beholder?
She goes to Google and types in beholder and then takes a screenshot and sends it to her.
So, you guys are going to look around the house?
Yes. With no frame of reference whatsoever, this will be fun.
Well, I mean, Bjorn would start in her bedroom just because that's her space, so maybe she was there, and then
might want to give Stanley a chance to clear out anything embarrassing out of the bedroom first.
Walks into the bedroom first and starts like looking around.
Okay.
And after a couple seconds, he kind of sits down on the bed, and is just like,
hides anything incriminating?
No, no. And he's just kind of like, has his head in his hands.
Henry kind of, he might be passing the door or something. He sees this and he steps in. He's like, "Hey, you okay?"
No, but don't worry about it. Just keep looking.
Okay.
Stanley.
All right. Because he, of course, he has no memory, so he has no idea that they're a thing at all.
Right, that's right. He has no clue. Oh.
He has no clue right now.
Stanley.
He's just like, okay, all right. And yeah, then he'll walk right on by and continue searching.
Henry, go ahead and roll me an investigate a mystery.
Mm-hmm. That is a 7 on investigate.
You got one question if you want to ask me that, and then you leveled up just now.
Yes, with that failure earlier when I rolled the 6 and forgot.
Gotcha, okay.
Which was a level, and I believe I have chosen that I'm going to advance 2 more basic moves.
Okay, what are they?
I believe I'm going to advance my kick some ass and read a bad situation.
So you get one question for the investigator mystery?
Yes, what happened here is my question.
Henry, you look around looking for evidence of whoever this person was supposed to be, and I think you find, like, empty places where there should be things. You find, like, a picture with the two kids kind of holding their arms around each other, and they seem to be leaning into something, but it's not there.
Oh.
You find a place on the wall where there was clearly, like, some kind of award or something in the office, and there's just nothing there. You kind of pull open the computer and it's just blank. There's almost nothing identifying there.
Mm-hmm.
Just places where there should be something. You find a mug that says blank, the best captain.
I think he's at least all the things he can hold in his hands. He's been gathering them up, I think. And then
yeah, I think you do that. You do that, and Dina's like, "Can you not, like, touch our stuff, please?"
He looks at him, and he's like, "You know, I really can't explain this, but there's something really off here. It'll help, really, okay? You gotta trust me, all right?"
You just leave it. You can look at it with your eyes.
Would you? Yeah, but
that's what my I don't know, man.
See, right there. Okay.
And yeah, just put it down, okay?
He doesn't want to deal with an upset younger child, so he will mentally clock everything, because his memory is...
He could take pictures with his phone.
Or that, yeah. He does either.
Yeah.
Having physical evidence was his initial idea, that he's like, I don't want to deal with a tantruming child, so...
Bjorn, you were going into the bedroom?
Yes.
You go in, and I think you can see Stanley is sitting there. I think he's picked up what looks like a Polaroid.
Okay.
Like one of those, like, series of Polaroids you get from, like, a photo booth.
Okay. He'll look down at it. What does he see?
It's just Stanley with his arm around nothing.
And Bjorn will just kind of look at it, and he says, looks like whatever this is affecting things physically, too, not just mentally.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
You okay?
No.
Well, all we can do is try to figure out what's going on and see if we can undo this, right?
Yeah.
Bjorn's, like, looking around the room after he says that. He just kind of looks up after looking down at Stanley sitting on the bed. Does he see, like, how far-reaching is it? Like, are all of her clothes gone? Like...
No, there seems to be clothes here. It's just anything identifying is missing.
Anything identifying is missing.
So pictures of her, or things with her name on them.
Right.
You know, entire, like, there seems to be a spot on the wall that might have had, like, her graduation cap or something hanging from it. And, like, her graduation from a police academy. There's nothing that is, like, identifying.
Okay. I mean, Bjorn will look to see if there's any other kind of evidence just around here besides the absence of proof that she existed.
Okay. Like,
can I look for other traces? Okay. That's a 10.
You get 2 questions.
All right. I mean, part of me just wants to ask what happened here again to see if I get any additional details, and I also want to ask what is being concealed here.
Okay. You're going to notice all the same stuff that Henry did.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you walk out and see him being yelled at by Dean.
Yeah, and you kind of already gave me that narratively just by me, like, looking around the room. I found
proof. I don't think there's really anything more to discover here.
Okay.
There's no sign of a struggle. I mean, I think the only thing that you'll notice is that, like, her car is not here, so maybe whatever did this didn't do it to her here.
Right. It didn't happen here, if anything. Okay. Okay.
So likely whatever happened was somewhere else.
Okay. I can use that. And then what's being concealed here?
I think there's nothing really otherwise to give you in this situation.
Gotcha. Okay. Then I think Bjorn's just going to look around and just say, you know, with her car being gone, that's not necessarily going to identify her. And it is the middle of the week. So wait, if it's the middle of the week, why aren't all these kids at school?
It's the afternoon. They're home.
Okay. Okay.
Just because her car isn't here doesn't mean it disappeared. She could have been at work.
Well, that's what Bjorn's thinking, but I'm just wondering why, like, Henry and the kids weren't at school. Like, I had that thought of, wait, why was Henry with us if it's a weekday? But never mind. So it's the afternoon. So Bjorn just says to Stanley, yeah, with her car being gone, this probably happened while she was at work. We might get more there.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think it might make sense to try to bring these two to the fort?
And the two kids kind of perk up, and Alex says, we want to come with you. We want to find our mom, I guess.
Bjorn looks at Stanley to see what his input is first. Because Bjorn was just recommending to him that he take the kids back to the fort, but they seem to want to come with.
He kind of shrugs and he says, they might notice something we don't.
How are we going to explain a bunch of kids coming to the police station? I don't even know if anybody at the police station remembers me. I mean... If she's the only one gone, then we might be okay, but...
I don't know.
Judson's there.
It's worth a try.
That's true, Judson is there.
He might be, he might not be. I don't know.
Well, he should be there.
If anything, we should probably get moving.
You guys remember Judson, right?
Yeah, we remember Judson.
I mean, Yeah, that's right. Okay, all right.
Well, excuse me for asking. Henry forgot Holland, so...
Judson the medical examiner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably get moving.
Hey. You know about weird stuff, right? Alex asks.
Who's he asking?
Is he weird? I think he asked Sammy. Judson, is he weird? He's weird, right?
Well, he used to be weird.
Pay up.
And
Dean just crosses his arms and says, it doesn't count. He used to be weird. He's not weird anymore. It doesn't count. He said, no, it totally counts. It totally counts. He used to be weird. I was right.
I think Henry just interjects. He's like, I mean, I might have to side with him. I mean, I think...
Shut up, nobody asked you.
I gotta say it still counts. Well, excuse me, I'm the experienced one here, not you pipsqueaks.
Yeah, he's the experienced one. Yeah, listen to him.
Let's go. Let's go. Sammy starts ushering the boys out of the room.
You have to realize Henry has
is included in the boys. Let's go.
He loves to rip apart people online. You think he's not practiced at arguing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a very good younger sibling. Now let's go.
This has nothing to do with him being a teenage boy. Yeah, nothing at all. Nothing. Yeah.
Not at all.
You guys are heading to the police department.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys head into the police department. And
that's back on. Holland live on
Holland
West?
Holland lives on West.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that now from the one shot.
Can Sammy call Oliver on the way?
Yeah, Sammy, you call Oliver.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey. What are you doing right now?
Drinking coffee.
Yeah. Could you meet us at the police station?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I can meet you there.
Okay. Just come. Quick, yeah, I'll explain it later.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
All right, we'll meet you at the police station in a little while.
Did Sammy ever tell Elise to do anything, like get to the Ford or anything like that?
No.
Because I thought when we left the island, we were saying we were going to like call and text people to start getting to the fort, and I thought it was literally just like Elise and Oliver, maybe... the kids and Grandma Francesca and your mom and Anthony if he's still around and just other people we care about. Like, I thought we were going to be calling and texting people as we move.
Well, that's a lot of people.
It is, but this is a crisis.
I thought we were calling to check on them, not necessarily say everyone
get
to the fort.
Yeah, I took that as checking on people, not getting them to the fort.
Well, but that was what Bjorn was advocating for. Before this all actually started going down, we learned people were getting, like, from the vision. He was like, I think we need to call people we care about and, like, get them here, you know? That was before we knew that the fort was, like, a safe place for forgetting, but now that we know that, I think that just makes it...
I don't remember that. Okay.
I mean, you guys don't have to agree. I'm just saying that's what he had advocated for earlier, so... I don't think he's calling anybody right now because he doesn't have anybody to call, but...
Okay.
So you guys arrive at the station.
Yep.
As you walk in, it seems a little emptier than usual. Not quite as many people moving around, but they could all be out in the field. You don't know.
Huh. They could all just be out in the field.
Oh, yeah, it's just emptier than usual.
I think you see Crawford sitting at his desk working on something.
Oh, good. He didn't get Thanos snapped.
Nice.
So he's kind of sitting there and sees you all come in, sees the children, looks worried.
I'll go talk to Crawford.
Okay, you come Crawford. He looks more worried as you approach him.
Hey, question for you. And she's talking, like, quietly.
Yeah.
Does the name Jolene Holland mean anything to you?
Holland, like the place? Like the Netherlands? That's Holland, right?
Yep, that's... And she, like, pats him on the shoulder.
Why?
It's a long story.
You wanna give me a shortened version?
Yeah, let me ask you this instead. How well do you know the chief?
Chief Langston?
Yeah. How well do you know him?
He's been working here a lot longer than I have. He's a nice fella, I guess. Did he do something weird?
Yeah, something weird. Is Judson here?
What did he do?
He... didn't do anything.
Yeah, Justin's here.
Okay. I think she goes awkwardly starts to leave.
Hey, huh? What's going on?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I think Bjorn's there at this point. He might just interject. He's just going to say, the short story is that people are disappearing, and when they do, people forget about them.
So this Holland person
is supposed to be the police chief.
Yeah.
And he kind of sits there and he closes his mouth and he looks confused, almost like he's half remembering something.
Although...
All right, I believe you.
I will say that it is odd that there is someone to fill the gap so quickly.
I don't know. Langston's been there for a few months, I think.
I mean, he hasn't, though.
It's been like 2 days, maybe.
We don't know what's going on yet, though, so we're not going to jump to any conclusions, but,
What's with the kids?
These are the Hollands.
The Hollands.
So these are her kids?
Yes.
Ah.
Henry was heading straight for the back office. He didn't even stop to talk to Crawford. He's knocking on Judson's door.
Before that, though, Bjorn does have a question for Crawford.
Okay.
He just says, what is our relationship with the police department, to your understanding, and the chief?
Oh, well, I've been kind of put in charge of going to all the spooky scenes by Chief Langston.
You're sure?
No.
So you're saying that we might not be granted special privileges like we normally would?
Oh, I mean, we all know you because you work with Chief Langston.
Okay. Bjorn's looking at Stanley and Sammy, and he just says, I think we need to talk to this chief. We should be on our guard, though.
Yeah, I think so.
It might be nothing, but it doesn't feel right.
You want me to watch the kids? I can keep an eye on them.
Sure.
So you're going to drop the kids off with
Robert? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sammy has one more question for him, though, just to see if anyone else... Just to see if anyone else is missing. She asks, how's your brother doing?
He's fine.
Okay, good.
What?
Steven?
Yeah.
Just checking, make sure he didn't disappear, you know.
Is that... Should I be worried about that?
Potentially, yeah.
What about Elise?
I just talked to her.
Yeah, all right.
So far, good there.
Good. This isn't like targeting people you guys know, is it? And he kind of like scratches his beard nervously. He's got this little scruffy little beard.
Don't know that yet. That's what we're trying to figure out. But right now we don't really know who's missing. Have you guys got any missing person reports lately?
No.
I mean, who would send them? They wouldn't know.
Me and Stanley remember Holland. There could be other people who remember people.
There was some, like, a little while ago. But from what I understand, y'all told the chief that there was some kind of big monster. And we kind of, you know, wrote it off.
So you're saying the chief knows about that?
Yeah, he should.
Nothing since then, though? Like, no missing person since then?
Not that I know of. Just, there was just a drunken disorderly. There's some... He kind of cocks his head to the side. And then he stands up and walks over to the jail cell area of the station. And he opens the door and sticks his head inside. And then he comes back out again and sits down and looks defeated.
Drunken disorderly? What? What?
I remembered arresting somebody. Ain't no one there now.
But they've, quote-unquote, escaped. But not really.
And he goes on his computer and starts typing. And he looks at it and he says, ain't no one in the system.
Not even a blank report, just without a name?
Nothing.
Hey, Henry. You want to go look at that security footage of the cell?
Henry's not here right now.
He went straight to Judson's.
Oh, okay.
No, I said he went straight to Judson's office.
Yeah. Came,
maybe like... if he stayed with the group, I could ask him.
Maybe it is a good time to cut to him, though.
Yeah, do you guys have any more questions for Crawford?
I don't think we would at this point.
I think so.
We probably, yeah.
All right. Well, I will cut back to Henry. You burst through the doors of the examination room.
Or unless they're locked. He said, I did say he knocked, so are they locked or are they just open?
Oh, you knocked. Okay, yeah. He comes and opens the door for you.
Oh, you're here. Great.
Where else would I be?
Well, there are actually a couple possible answers to that question. Anyway, you haven't been, you haven't seen anything, off around here, have you? The I don't know, like, about the chief or anything?
No, he's been fine.
He's been fine. So you know him? Like, he's been here for a long time?
Well, not very long, since the last one, you know, since Hansen retired.
And I think he just pauses, because hearing that name is just, he takes a moment. But moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really know where this is coming from, but according to the other two, he nods to the main room, apparently the chief isn't supposed to be the chief.
Clarify.
The name was, according to Secret Agent Man, the name was Holland somebody. I have no idea what they're talking about. They keep insisting that this person, whoever they are, is supposed to be the chief or something. And then everyone just freaked out and dragged us over here. So, I don't really know, but, yeah. So, I mean, we're basically just trying to figure that out. And, yeah, you pretty much know all we know right now.
Okay. Is there anything I can help with?
I was just checking to see, you know, that you're here and not anywhere else. Okay, I better get back out and see what's going on. Thanks. and he turns and just walks back.
Yeah, you head back, and I think that this is about the same time that they're heading back, and you kind of meet each other in the hallway.
Well, if Henry wasn't there, Sammy would have just asked Crawford if Crawford could take them and show them the security footage of the jail cell. But they could still meet on the way to, like, the security room.
Well, Crawford, we were trying to go talk to the chief. Crawford's watching the kids while we go talk to the chief is what I thought we were doing.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you can go back to his desk if you want.
You can try to change what we're doing if you want to. I mean, I'm just saying, like, right now, I think what we established was we were going to the office. You'd have to change that. Yeah.
So what would you guys like to do?
I guess we could just talk to the chief first and then try to look at the security footage, but it's probably going to be blank too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you are right outside of the door.
Henry catches up in the interim and then reports what he found out.
All right.
I just feel like the chief is going to have the same memories as everybody else that we've talked to, so I don't know how it's going to help.
What doesn't sit right with Bjorn is if Holland just disappeared, if all traces of her just disappeared, I could see there being some reason why, like, her important position as police chief gets filled. I could also just see it being like, we just don't have a police chief. Like, I don't know how it's, like, creating the narrative.
I think it's just whatever, like, magic is at work here just made him think he's the chief and everyone else accept him as chief.
Right. Like, I think Bjorn is thinking the same thing, but he also doesn't want to discount the idea that something is, like, taking that spot intentionally, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it seems to be the first one. Like, taking over as police chief is a pretty powerful position.
Hey, checking his memory could be very useful.
I can't use magic.
Yeah. I'm saying, I said could, not would.
I can't use magic. There are so many things I could have done up to this point that I can't.
I didn't say necessarily you. I said check, which means we can or Bjorn
can. I'm still getting punished for the stupid lich, and I'm mad about it.
Oh, that was one stupid lich. Wow.
So you guys knock on the chief's door.
Yep.
All right. And you hear, come in.
I think the four of us step in.
Yeah.
The three of us.
You step inside, and I think you see a somewhat older man, maybe like late 40s. His hair is in a buzz cut, and his face is clean shaven, and he is wearing the outfit of a lieutenant.
Oh, okay.
He looks familiar to you guys. I think you've seen him around here before.
Okay.
But not in this capacity.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He's and wearing he a seems lieutenant. To recognize you as you come in. He says, Bjorn, is it?
Yes.
Mr. Olofsson?
Correct.
Right. What can I help you all with? You called me earlier.
Yes, I did. That's why we're here, actually.
Asking me about somebody.
Yes. What is our relationship, or working relationship.
And he kind of pauses and looks confused for a second. You're an FBI agent.
Correct.
And he looks a little offended for a minute. Like he's wasn't aware he was being quizzed.
When he sees that he's offended, you're just going to say, I'm sorry, I'm not actually trying to test you or anything. This is just coming across wrong.
Can I ask you why you're asking me these questions?
Yes. I'm just going to come out and say it. Something strange is going on. What is your experience with strangeness in Thornvale?
More than usual, I suppose.
Just because I don't think you've ever told me. Have you ever seen anything before?
No.
All right. Well,
stories.
This is going to be quite the shock, but I'm not sure that you're supposed to be the police chief.
Excuse me?
I mean, you're wearing a lieutenant's uniform right now. Is that usual?
He looks down at his uniform.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying that you couldn't be the police chief, of course. Everybody here knows that you're the police chief.
And he's just like looking at his stuff. He's just like looking at his uniform, like picking at the bars on his shoulder. Why am I wearing this?
I said the name on the phone earlier. Do you remember Jolene Holland?
No.
You're sure?
I've never met anyone named Jolene Holland.
All right.
Who is Jolene Holland?
Bjorn, the door is... Did we ever shut the door when we came in? Okay, the door is already shut. Okay, Bjorn just kind of double checks, I guess. He's like, I'm about to tell you something that most people don't ever get to learn, but I think the situation calls for it.
Okay.
Because I think you can, in some capacity, help us for now. There are beings and creatures that are real that you've probably heard stories of before. Think things like vampires and werewolves.
Bjorn, roll manipulate someone.
With fervor. Which lets me roll with tough instead of charm, which I haven't gotten my tough up to a +3 yet. It's still only at a +2, so hopefully this is good enough. I still have another advancement there, but have not made it yet. That's an 11.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the guy is like... All right, I've heard some stuff around here.
Yeah, it's all real. You just said that you've heard it from somebody?
No, I couldn't have.
What?
I don't know. I thought I had a memory. But no, I don't know. I'm confused.
All right. I'm going to take a step back. We'll reapproach that in a minute. I bring all that up to say I think one of these entities is acting right now. Specifically, it is making people disappear. And the first one that we know about was Police Chief Jolene Holland. We have found evidence that when she disappeared, everybody who knew her forgot. Every picture of her disappeared. Every record of her existence has disappeared at the same time. It's as if she never existed. And
as you say that, he looks over to the side and you see that there is a picture frame, an empty picture frame, and he gets up and looks at it.
Is it like there's like a flag in the background? It looks like an official like...
Yeah, it looks like an official like police like headshot photo.
Yeah, yeah. And he says like that. Obviously, you wouldn't have a framed empty picture of what should be yourself, but was
her. And he starts like looking around the room. Like, slowly realizing the things that don't make sense.
Does, like, the nameplate, is it just, like, a blank nameplate on his desk? Or
yeah, it says Chief Blank.
Chief Blank?
Chief Blank. I mean,
chief nothing. There's nothing there after the chief.
Yeah.
And he kind of sits down on the edge of the desk after having looked around the room, and he says, all right.
So, I think what happened was whatever... magic is real, too, by the way. Whatever magic is creating this, you know... created this alternate police chief to fill the gap. I'm not sure if that was guided by the entity, just a result of the magic or whatever, but you're the police chief now.
Yep.
So, you said that somebody, you felt like you had a memory that somebody had told you about all this before. My assumption is that it was probably Jolene. She was working directly with us. She knew the truth. And I think she had We had told her she could, but she had shared the truth with some, specific people within the department. So you might have been one of those. But if she's gone, you might have forgotten that she had told you that, potentially.
I guess that makes sense.
I think Bjorn just kind of folds his arms and, like, looks at the group, and he's just like, so where do we go from here, then? I think that it's going to be hard because we know that people forget the people that disappear, but, I mean, if you could just tell us about any reports of a missing person, even if you think it's about somebody that's never existed, you know, please pass that on to us. We can use that to kind of scope out the problem. You're in a unique position of being in the know now, so.
He looks both proud and terrified.
And in a position where the populace might reach out to you with concerns.
Yeah, I have your number, I guess.
And Bjorn's just looking around, and he just says, I know this is a lot. Do you have any questions for us? And he looks at everybody else and says, can you think of anything I'm missing?
Henry looks at him and says, I know it'd be a kind of a gamble, but if memories have been shifted, maybe we could take a look.
Sammy just huffs and crosses her arms over her chest.
Stanley, hides a smile and says,
we can't do that right now, Henry.
Well, I mean, I know we're not, you know, the best at it.
You
but,
can't
I mean,
do it unless you've been taught to. Miguel taught me. Well, I kind of did it myself. And then he taught me how to do it. It's not like that, though.
It could be difficult. We could hurt someone.
Miguel told me you could literally get stuck in someone's mind if you do it wrong.
That too.
He kind of shrugs, like, fine.
The current police chief is just kind of watching you guys, like, oh, then.
We could start by checking the security footage for Holland or whoever was in the cell, apparently, but I have a feeling it's going to be blank.
We could do that, yeah.
Yeah. We might at least see a door get opened up to let nobody in when the arrest happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll give us a time frame, but I'm not sure. I mean, that could be useful. We don't really know how long this has been going on at this point.
All right. So you guys want to look at the security stuff?
Yes.
All right. Well, the police chief can show you the security stuff.
It's called footage, by the way.
Yeah, that's what it's called. So you guys sit down behind the computer, and he starts looking through the security footage from around the police station. And as he does so, I need everyone to make me another weird roll.
No!
No, oh, no! Please!
Who got disappeared in?
That's an 8. I'm the confused one that knows a little bit again.
9. Oof.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm the one who's forgotten everything.
That's another 6.
Again.
Mark experience. So, as you guys are watching the security footage, you're kind of scrolling back through the camera that's trained on the holding cells area. And you can see when Crawford comes in and sticks his head in and then comes back out again, which you guys saw him do. And then the footage keeps going back a couple of hours before that. And you see the door open up and then close. And then a couple seconds later, the door opens up again. And this time, though the two of you who rolled mixed successes, what you see is a blur. You're not able to make out anything distinct. There's some kind of gray blur on the screen that walks into the room and then stays there for a couple of seconds and then walks back out again. And Henry sees Bupkis.
Okay.
So somebody else came in earlier and they're gone now.
Or something, Stanley says.
Something is more what I'm leaning towards.
Whatever this is shows up on camera. Okay.
Henry squints at the screen. No, it doesn't.
What do you
mean? Everybody looks at
Henry. You're saying you don't see this?
See what? There's nothing to see.
I mean, it's not much, but we at least see a gray blur, so I think it's worked on you again.
He looks at you and squints. He's like, "Are you okay? I mean, you're
everybody else
little...
sees it, Henry. Everybody else
we
sees
all,
it,
we
Henry.
See it.
And you're the one that."
And then the chief goes, "What are you guys talking about?"
Look, the point is, there was someone in your cell. She looks over at the chief. There was someone in your cell that is not there anymore.
No, we haven't had anyone in our cell in like days. Oh, I get it. This is like part of, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yes.
I understand. Mm. And you guys can see something on this that
yes.
I can't.
Nothing distinct, though. It's masked itself, maybe? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Does this look anything like when Samantha, like, blurred or glitched herself out of Bjorn's, like, memories or visions or whatever?
A little bit. It's okay. Different, though. Like, it's like...
Okay.
It's almost like it's a mirage.
Like, it's in two places at once?
At the same time?
No, not quite like that.
Oh, not the same. Okay.
Hmm. Man, if only I could do freaking magic.
I haven't had
any time to rest for me to get my magic back.
I'm afraid that you would just see a memory that's blank, too. You know?
Yeah.
But maybe not. Like, there's a chance
you
might not.
Well, I can see another place or time and go to the cell and go backwards in time and maybe see something more. But I can't do that. It's not my fault we haven't had any downtime.
Yes, but it is your fault for healing Will. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. I did try to give you a little downtime.
Oh, so just that one thing. That's the one thing that has stopped me. Okay.
Oh, no, there are several other things, but the most recent was healing Will, when you had a magical reserve and you used it. So.
A very tiny one, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was also the whole holding open... Rift
the portals.
Like just a few days before that, when you were told not to use magic.
Well, there was a Kraken, so.
Yeah.
I think Henry's looking around at them, like he believes what they're saying, but he's not really sure what he can say since he has no reference.
Do we have enough to start looking for research on what this could be? I mean.
We know that it disappears people, takes their identity.
Changing memories of literally like a whole town. I mean, as soon as we stepped outside, Henry forgot who she was and he kind of did.
We can presume it's rift-based based on protections at our place.
Right.
Yeah, let's take the kids. Let's get back.
Maybe you should call Elise and I think you've already called Oliver, right?
Yeah, Oliver's going to meet us outside.
Okay. Maybe you bring them with, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll have Elise gather up the others and bring them over. She knows how to, you know, get there.
All right, so you guys start to head out. And as you are doing so, you walk out of the chief's office and you hear a ding as the front door opens. Everybody roll me weird one more time.
No!
No!
I can't forget Oliver again! Don't do this! Don't!
I think she just did.
Wait, if we forget who he is, it can't be him walking through because we wouldn't know who he is, right?
Ooh, I got a 6. I level up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's get them rolling.
I got a 7. I'm in the middle.
I got a 12. Boom.
Can I do my level up first so we don't forget it like we did?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm kind of torn. I've got a lot of really good ones I need to do in the near future. Like they're all like need to be the next one I do. But I think what I'm going to prioritize is, do I erase a luck point? Do I get advanced moves again, finally? Or do I make my tough maxed out? I am going to erase a used luck point because that'll make me feel better to have that back a little bit.
Okay. So you guys step out, you hear the ding, and you guys all look to the side. You guys all look towards the door, and Sammy, you see Oliver walk in the front door and smile at you and wave, and then you see something catch his eye, and he looks to the left, and then he just blinks out of existence. And that's
oh no!
Oh boy!
Susanna!
Oh boy! She didn't make you forget him. I mean, that's something.
Well, only because she rolled well.
she was probably hoping for it.
She specifically brought him here because she wanted to make sure he didn't disappear.